Yo,
what's good, everybody? Welcome
to Nick and Nyree.
We gotta change the name. We got bodies on here now.
Changing the name. We just doing a little test run with a guest superstar, Yazzie.
Yes, sir. But welcome to the podcast.
We'll yes, have a sir. Little... Welcome to the XFL, my fellow division mate.
Yeah, man, appreciate you guys having me on. I always enjoy talking sports, whether it's real or virtual, so I appreciate you having me on.
For sure.
But we're going to have a little draft recap, getting the mind of Yazzie, how his first draft was, and maybe do a top 10 redraft like we did last time. So, draft recap, how did it go for you guys? Mr. Nick, I drafted for you. Did you like... Well, I drafted. I had one pick for you, and you was like
draft board. I'm sure, but
well, the Madden was going from your draft board anyway. But
okay, sure.
I only got to draft that 94 speed halfback to start there.
That's all I needed. That's all I wanted, honestly, from the draft.
Madden grabbed you a corner, pick one.
I seen.
How you feel about him?
He's good. He's a solid pick. Brandon Richardson, definitely going to see the field as my slot corner. Got some speed on him, got some height. So I got some other speedy speedy corners. So, I mean, he's a young guy. Definitely going to see the field for me. I'm sure he's going to make plays. Definitely going to need him week one against this strike team, Carolina Panthers team. So
Yes, sir. He's going to be toasted.
Nah, I don't know about that. But as far as the draft recap, a lot of corners snatched this first round. And, I mean, my question is, do you think that's a byproduct of the streaks and how everybody's – how powerful they are in the league?
It has to be.
Everybody's trying to get them I need this speed guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need this fast guy or I need this tall guy to combat these streaks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, Yazzie, how you feel about the draft, man?
So I got mixed feelings about my draft because I was going into it with the 7th pick, real high pick, mm-hmm. and the top 3 quarterbacks that I was just looking at every time I was on, they were all gone. I'm talking about Tyson Church, Keshawn Turner, and that Hoffman guy. Mm-hmm. And I got a 6'4", 95 speed superstar dev corner that I'm cool with. Ooh. Like I'm not upset about the pick. Everybody was like, "How did he go to 7? Why wasn't he a top 3 pick?" So I feel like in that sense I got lucky. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in the party with Nyree as the draft's going on, and I'm up on the clock with my second pick, and I'm looking at this running back because my running back room has a guy with an expiring contract and Ronald Jones. So I took Barry Joyner, who's 94 speed, 93 excel, only 69 overall. I panicked. I kind of was just indecisive, and I was thinking about drafting. Yeah, I took Barry Joyner.
You talking about pick one? Your first pick or your second?
No, my second
round pick. Okay.
Yeah. So I wanted to take Thomas Garcia, but he had a D short throw accuracy and a C medium throw accuracy. So I'm just like, I don't think this guy's going to be very good. And around the first 4 picks in the 3rd round, I'm like, oh, Garcia's still there. That's easily my 3rd round pick. And then the Patriots, Tide Pod, snagged him right from out in front of me. And I got a good lineman. I got a 77 overall guard instead. So can't complain too bad. Like I said, people that I wanted were gone, but I feel like the guys that I got – in replace of them were really good players and I think made my team better. So I can't be upset about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he did pretty well for his first draft. He took what he needed. Even when he panicked, it all worked out, got a good back and someone to build around. He just got to get his quarterback room figured out.
He was panicking the entire draft. You should have heard him. You heard him pick 7.
Let's go, dude. I was so hyped because my pick went down to like 2 seconds. And
I'm like, I said, bro, take the corner.
And I'm like, he's like 6'4 corner. And I look at his player card and I'm like, I don't know. And I look at like three or four different guys. I look at Thomas Garcia and I'm like, shoot. And all Charles is saying is 6'4 corner, 6'4 corner. And I'm scrambling to get over there before the time goes out. And I draft him. And the only thing I see is 95 speed and hidden dev. And I just let out the loudest, let's fucking go. And Charles and I are hyping the party. And it was a good time. It was actually like the most joy I've felt on Madden since like Madden 14, but you know.
Yes, sir.
But how about you, Charles? How are you?
Superstar fullback in round 5 also.
Picks.
I did have a ton of picks. A lot of the guys I wanted went early. I didn't expect dudes to go like corner crazy like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they did. Super happy with the dude I got though. X Factor corner, Sean Lyle, 74 overall. He's a little bit older at 23, but you know, it is what it is. Too. I did.
I forget who was talking about it on the draft show, but they said that this year, because of how late they are in the cycle, they weren't even looking at ages. So I figured an X Factor at 23 years old, you're going to only play him for like 3 or 4 years max. So I don't think the age really matters there. I think you had a really good pick for how late you were picking in that first round.
Yeah. Facts. Got him at 19.
X Factor corner.
Yeah.
What's his speed?
92, I believe.
92. Okay. He'll progress very well. Putting him at slot corner.
Yes, sir. No, I put him at second.
Second? Okay. Who'd you bench?
So, I took Kendall Fuller out of the lineup completely.
Finally.
Dane Belton, I have him playing free.
Mm-hmm.
And then his brother is in the slot.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Jaquez Lau, who was my second pick.
I seen. I was like, this man went after the Twins, or the Twins fell to him.
What's so crazy?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, you can say it.
I was going to say, if you could reorganize top 10, what would you have done differently?
The Jags taking a tackle at three is, I think, the only reason I was able to get that 6'4 corners, because he wasn't here.
He just got a 6'4 corner with the first pick last.
He got 6'4 corner last draft. But I don't think that stops him from taking another one.
True enough. I mean, like we talked about, he already had a deep cornerback room, a deep DB room. So
honestly, his team isn't bad. I don't know what you can add to that team to make it play any better.
I'm looking at it, and you're right. I don't see a single – I mean, I don't see anything wrong with his team other than the O-line being weak, so maybe I'm wrong because I think the only way to go in that team is either D-line or O-line. So,
yeah, and you get that. I'm not sure if they still do it, but if you draft the O-lineman in the first or in the top 10 or something, you get some type of dev upgrade to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were talking about that on the draft show, too, that I peeped.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were still doing it or not, but that's the thing. So I'm not upset at that pick. Eagles take a quarterback, obviously.
In the top 10?
That quarterback's nice.
You mean
if I had to do a redraft, I would take him in the second round over Barry Joyner. I don't think Thomas Garcia goes top 10. 99
throw power.
He's athletic.
He's the only superstar quarterback.
Yeah, you got a point.
6'6". What is 240?
If you 230. If you want to give him like a pro comparison in terms of like a real life pick, he's that guy that's like, oh, he's raw. He's got to work on his like accuracy. It's like a Josh Allen. Like, you don't know what you're getting with him. So, obviously, Josh Allen goes earlier in a redraft than he did because he answered those questions. So, I guess we got to see how he plays and if that throwing style lets him get the ball out quick. You said he went to the Patriots, so he's only a 72 overall. We'll see what he has. His short and medium throwers here, both low 70s, but he's got that 82 deep ball. So he's just a streak fever dream is what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is want to start that streak. Promise Garcia is that guy.
Yeah, he's going to get it out there. It might not be accurate, but he'll get it out there.
Top 10 was pretty solid.
For what everyone needed, I think it a solid draft. I mean, Rams went with the D-line. Jacksonville went with the O-line. Minnesota with a free safety. Do you think that was a good pick?
Yeah, I had this guy on my board.
That free safety was – people were upset when he got picked that early. I know that somebody wanted to trade up my pick to get him if he was available at 7, and he ended up not being available. So he was going to go with regardless of – he was going to be gone.
I think he was the only other fast safety other than one I got.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of our safeties are 91 speed, but, like, that's a great pickup since – this Madden, for some reason, all the safeties are slow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I like the pick for him. The only fast safety we've seen in the draft, really. It's a good pickup. And the guy's, 77 overall star dev? I like it. Ton of corners went early, and I hate that.
Surprised how many corners went off the board so quickly. And I think I was the first one to take a corner. I think after I picked my corner, everybody else I want to get the fastest 40 time.
Yeah, you went corner, then Raiders went corner, and then Chicago went corner, Tennessee went corner. So definitely the domino effect there.
Then Dallas, then Washington. Cleveland, then Washington again, and then the Chiefs. Washington, technically, since he had the wheel spin, he grabbed four corners this offseason.
That's crazy.
That's cheating.
And while we're sitting here grabbing corners, Nick snags another 99-speed
receiver. 99-speed receiver. What's that? Three 99-speed receivers and a 98-speed guy?
I'm not going to say that. Good for him. Good for him. Track team.
Who's your favorite draft pick, Nick?
My favorite draft pick would have to be probably a 99-speed receiver.
I'm talking about for your team.
That I got?
Yeah.
I would have to play him after week one. I'll be able to tell you because both my draft picks are going to be on the field. Just looking stat-wise, I'm pretty excited about this running back because taking Nick's advice, he said I need to focus on one back, develop him. So this is going to be my back that I develop. So excited to see how he pans out. But Brandon Richardson definitely does look solid stat-wise.
Yes, sir. Yazzie.
Let me ask y'all a question because y'all are – well, my favorite pick was easily the corner, but if we're going because it was a top 10 pick that I should hit on that pick, the expectation is you pick a guy that's good like that. I think my favorite pick had to have been the superstar fullback in round 5.
I was about to say, not the fullback?
Yeah, the fullback. Like, I feel like that was a steal for me, getting a superstar level player in such a late in my first draft in this league. It's a different ball game when you're drafting against 32 guys instead of, like, the CPU. So getting that made me feel pretty good. I want to ask you guys your opinion on Barry Joyner. He's 94 speed, 93 Excel running back. He got a 71 catching, but his overall is just so low. He's my third down running back right now. I'm about to get, like, my second look at him. What do you guys think produce with a guy like that? Do you think the overall matters that much at running back?
Overall, really. Does not matter, especially when you control the guy. I've taken a guy off of free agency that was just sitting there and ran for 200 yards a game almost. two seasons ago. So overall, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I mean, I'm going to need all the help that I could get against this Giants team. I know that he's always usually favored to win. He had like 15.
I say start Barry Joyner as your first down back or your every down back.
He's there. Well, I'm going to have him be third down because I run a lot of shotguns, so he's going to be on the field majority. I like Michael Kendricks because he's got a 90 speed, but his excels a 95, high change of direction, just overall tackle trucking. He's like a good balanced back that I like. And then I got Cassidy Washington, who I got to figure out how I'm going to use him because he's a 92 speed, 84 strength, 84 trucking guy. I gotta pick a lane and stay in it when it comes to my running backs.
Yeah. I say you got Lightning and Thunder. I say you got Kendricks and Joyner. I say you run with both of those. And then spring, I mean, somebody's obviously gonna go down. You still got Washington. I mean, as long as your backs are still good, you should be fine. But
if anybody gets hurt, if I can make it my running backs, then that'd be a good injury. I'd be all right either way.
Yes, sir.
Our team's always in shambles.
My team is never in shambles. We're good over here. Let me tell you something. The Browns made the playoffs.
Barely.
Season. What's that? Four?
They're going to get a Super Bowl? They still have zero Super Bowls.
Whoa. First of all, chill on my team. I'm learning team building this cycle. And then the next cycle, I'm going to focus.
Building the whole cycle.
I'm trying to find out what I like. All right.
I'm just saying all these picks.
How many playoff appearances do you have, Mr. Nicky Banks?
I have one. I have one playoff. One. Oh no, actually, no. Actually, I have two, I believe. I have two, and then I went out of town, so I missed one, and then I've missed a couple since.
I got four playoff appearances. Two of them bounced the second round by the guy who went on to win a Super Bowl. Get off my case. You know what I'm saying? And then the most recent one, I got bounced by the dude who lost in the Super Bowl.
You holding this jock strap for him or what?
Man, look, you're hating.
Nothing to hate on. We both watching the Super Bowl from the crib, right?
You letting the hate slip out, though.
I let what now?
You letting the hate slip out.
Never. Is Van still whooping on you or?
Oh, yeah. For sure. You know, two streaks and then something. I forgot how he scored the third touchdown. But, you know, it's 21-14. Don't worry about my game that's going on. Worry about covering Nick Larson's receivers. You're too focused. You're too focused on me.
That's crazy as fuck.
We just running prevent all game. We going to be all right.
Yeah, okay. Watch him run past them corner. You're going to be upset.
I'm not. My guys are going to hold up. We're going to win this game.
Who's your Super Bowl favorite for this season?
The Cowboys. What do you mean?
Let's be realistic and not say our own teams because we know none of us are winning the Super Bowl. Well, I might because I'm a dog. I got that dog in me.
Let me ask you, Sir Charles, before we go to predictions, do you really think Thomas Garcia goes top 10 if people know he has a 99 throw power and a superstar dev?
Probably.
I do not. Right. I think people are still taking corners just because of the state of the game.
Only thing that might hold him back is his throw style.
That's which pretty much the main factor, though, right?
And I'm not sure how his throw style feels.
You can have a lower overall with a better release and probably still perform better.
Yeah.
Because I threw for 2,000 with a 60-something overall quick release quarterback. So.
So you tuned into Baker Mayfield's debut as a Philadelphia Eagle?
You said, am I tuned in?
I said Ebanks. I know you're playing a game. You wouldn't be able to. Devontae Smith just got hurt first play of the game. Thanks, Madden. Huge.
Told you keep those rooms deep because these injuries is great.
Oh, my receiver room is stacked.
As long as Watkins don't go down, you should be fine. As soon as he goes down, pack up, get the buses started.
Yeah, yeah. Although I gotta figure out how to get him the ball more. I don't throw to him very often.
I mean, you just gotta see when the guys are open. That's all I can say.
My go-to guys are whoever's in the slot and my tight end are my go-tos.
That's how it is, because the tight end seems to always be open. But once you get, like, adjusted and you see how your guys move, you start throwing the guys more often, spreading the ball out more.
If you have time. If you actually have time and there's not a D-line user right in your face, then you'll be fine and actually spread the ball around. But sometimes you have to hit unreliable because you have no time.
None.
Confused about this. My tight end's overall is below 80, but he's got a 71 run block. He's got high speed and – oh, go. Damn, Baker. He's got high speed, high catching, like 90 catch in traffic, and he's below an 80. I don't understand that.
Overall, awareness.
I don't know. I don't know if it's on my head.
Some things Madden, like awareness, stuff like that, Madden uses to lower the overall. Like Malik Willis.
Don't speak of my QB1, bro. Relax, bro.
Dog. The only thing that brought his overall down was low awareness. Like, he is a dog.
Yeah, he is a dog. And we're going to see him in action in a few minutes.
You're starting Malik Willis?
Of course. What do you mean? That's why I went and got him. I've had Dak long enough. He's done. He's going to ride the bench.
Why does the Giants run 4-my every single play?
You just got to wait for him to hop out of that formation. Wait till you play the Bills and he's under center the entire game. You're going to hate your life.
This cover six match isn't working. He just threw a touchdown the first play on PA Cross. This one's going to get ugly. I just got to not care.
Is the match not working, or is it you?
It wasn't me, because I was on the middle linebacker, and I ran through to my zone, passed him off to the other linebacker, and there's just nobody to pick him up after that.
Yeah, because it's match. You got to man him up. You know that happens sometimes, right?
So, am I allowed to man him up? I thought I had to stay in my zone.
That's why when I run match, I'm using a D lineman.
All right. I'm down two scores early, and I'm just not feeling real good about my opening game.
Hey, you're good. Stay confident. Keep playing your game. The Steelers literally were down in the playoffs this past. I think you've seen it. And he came back, won a Super Bowl. So just keep chopping. You'll be good.
He won a Super Bowl? I thought he lost.
Sorry, not the Giants. I mean, I think I said Steelers, didn't I? I'm at the Steelers.
Yeah,
the Steelers
were down. Said Steelers. I thought he lost the Super Bowl. Did he win?
Wait, no, he lost. My bad. That's my fault. Well, he went to the Super Bowl. Excuse me. Yeah. He went to the Super Bowl.
He had a crazy comeback, though. He did. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, against the Titans, came back and was on fire ever since, so. My bad, Jiggy. I didn't mean to take your Super Bowl like that.
Why do people not want to trade with Jiggy? That's an inside joke here in the little.
Because, look at this first round. Jiggy, like, all the teams that got all these good picks don't even need him.
Yeah, Jiggy is a monster that doesn't need more weapons. So we keep him contained by not sending him good things.
That's how things like 99 speed receivers get sent to the Panthers.
Yeah.
All right. So Super Bowl real early. I mean, draft recap. Some guys taken, a lot of corners taken. We had some really, really good players. Superstar QB, 6'4 corner with 95 speed go. Predictions on the Super Bowl, I think Jiggy goes back again.
I think Jared has his comeback season, slash back into the Super Bowl. He took a season off.
What is the flag? Holding on Quez Watkins.
Hey, Mr. Yes. Lock
sorry,
in.
Sorry. I'm locked in, man.
Lock
I
in.
Really He's am. 33.
In. But yeah, we can wrap it up here. Let Yazzy lock in. I need to lock in. So I lose to Van.
I gotta get a dub for the show.
I'm trying. But yeah, appreciate everybody for tuning in to another episode of Nick and Nyree. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Yazzy. Couple more guys coming soon. But yeah.
Welcome to another season of Nick
and Nyree. Try to get some new guys in the Super Bowl this season.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just trying to make the playoffs, man. I'm just trying to win my division. Baby steps.
I want to just break this news, Charles. Alex Highsmith's dad just followed my persona on Twitter.
Sir.
And that's pretty cool. You know who Alex Highsmith is?
All right, everyone.